Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
What's up, Elliot?
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Well, you know what, Elliot? I'm laying in my bed, so I'm not too bad.
That's the best way to do radio.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, pretty comfortable studio. I look at Rivs. I got Rivs on Skype. I got you guys on my computer. We get the broadcast out to our millions of fans, as you're well aware of, Elliot. So things are great.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Rivs, are you lying in bed too?
I am not lying in bed, Elliot. I have the
painful... Hold on, Elliot. Where do you think Rivs is based on the echo?
Don't tell me he's in his bathroom.
That's what one would guess, wouldn't they?
Only a sick mind, but no. I'm actually sitting here at my office desk, and like Petey said, he is on Skype, and I'm watching him lay down on his bed in his house right now and do the show.
What kind of jammies are you wearing there, Andrew?
You know what, Elliot? I'm one of those people that I can't feel like a civilized human being unless I'm, like, you know, wearing clothing. So I have a sweater and jeans on. But I also went out to get a coffee, too. So, but it's just, like, I just find there's, like, a mindset that comes along with being in your jammies all day.
I have to tell you, I was talking about that somewhere else today. My father, when we were in our teens, went through a brief period where he was transitioning between jobs, I guess is the best way to put it. And he got up every day and as if every day was a normal day. And he got dressed in his work clothes and he showered and shaved at the same time. I understand this mentality. I don't always do it myself. Half the time I'm happy to work from home in my jammies, but I get it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did. I mean, I get up, shower. I don't shave. I hate shaving. If there's one thing I could take out of my life, it would be shaving. But I did. I did the normal routine as if I was going to work. Yeah. So just to try to. And then I got. And then I faced Rev. He's got his Captain America shirt on.
So the polar opposites. I'm wearing a Captain America shirt, sitting in my office. Petey's all dressed up, but laying on his bed.
It's actually a very interesting picture when you paint it that way. Anyway, what else is going on, Elliot?
Oh my God, you tell me. There's nothing going on. Actually, we've been socially distancing. We're on one of our, I think this is the first time in about 4 days we've gone out of the house, aside from a walk or something like that. I'm just going to... my wife's going into the grocery store. We all don't go in together to do the effective social distancing. And I drive around with my son, while my wife gets what we need to get.
So I've heard that grocery stores, like the story of the grocery store is in the last week, it's been like madness. But I've heard that in Ontario, it is like off the charts insane.
It's gotten better. You know, first of all, we try not to go at peak times. So we try to go, if we have to go, we go in the middle of the day. That's one thing we do when it's not quite as busy. That's one thing we try to do. Like, the one thing is, in our jobs, we're lucky. We can actually work from home. That's number one. Number two, we have our son at home, and we're doing homeschooling with him, and both of us are there, and we're kind of working together. So we are able to do things in non-peak hours, so it's not that bad. But I know we went once last week when it was a little crazy, and it was like the fall of Baghdad. It was pretty crazy.
I was looking on Twitter, and they, and in one grocery store, they had police officers giving out toilet paper.
so you couldn't take
as much as you wanted.
I would totally believe it. I would totally, like, this whole orange, like, I saw today in California, there's a company that is saying, if you order a taco or something like that, we'll give you a free roll of toilet paper.
Damn.
It's interesting. Don't you need, with one comes the other.
That's right. It's actually legit. That's the way I look at it. It's legit.
Well, at least they're not saying six squares for every taco ordered.
That's right.
Oh, man. So at least you're finding easy time to write your 31 thoughts, which you got a lot of great stuff in there this week.
Sorry about that, Andrew. I just got disturbed. Can you just say that again?
Nope, I'm not saying it again because it was a compliment, but we'll move on. That being said, Riv wanted to ask one of the things he was talking about. No, I was just saying, Elliot, you have lots of time to get your 31 thoughts done. And I said, with nothing going on in the hockey world, you have a lot of great stuff in there. Like, Riv was fascinated by the rookie bonus conversation and how that's going to play out.
Well, I heard that when the GMs had their conference call last week on Saturday, I heard that came up, that they said, okay, what happens with our rookie bonuses? Because there's some teams that could get really caught in a cap situation with the bonuses. They wanted to know. And I think what they're going to ask, they don't know for sure, but they think what they're going to end up doing is prorating them. So if your guy, you know, had them or was on track to get them, teams are assuming they're probably going to get them, but nobody knows for sure. Like, this is all stuff. I mean, there's so much stuff here. Like, the conditional draft picks, what happens with them? You know, things like that. You know, who makes the playoffs and who doesn't? How the lottery odds are going to work. Like, this whole thing is going to be crazy when this is all over, and it probably depends, guys, on when we restart. That's going to answer all those questions.
With what you're feeling and what you're hearing, do you think that the NHL will at least attempt to try and finish this season?
I think they'll try to finish the season, but Craig, I have to tell you, I would be surprised if there was a regular season. Like, I don't think we're going to have enough time. I really don't. I think that it's much more likely that we go right to the playoffs. I could be wrong about that. Maybe they say everybody gets one or two games somehow just to play. But I think it's more likely we go into the playoffs and whatever that playoff is going to look like. And I do think the 2014 playoff with Chicago and Montreal in them is on the table. And so I think that's going to be, I think all of that is in the air, but I would be surprised if there's any more regular season games.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't have a problem with just going straight to the playoffs. And what I've been reading from so many people giving their thoughts and opinions on the playoff picture and how it could be run, there's so many people with so many different ideas. It's actually exciting. I don't have a problem with going straight to the playoffs and, you know, crowning the king.
Well, I think if you look at it, one of the things the commissioner's made very clear, both publicly and privately, is he is open to all suggestions on the playoffs. He is open to them. He wants to hear them because he knows the two leagues with the best, that, like, we're going to be starving for non-classic games when sports resumes. And the two leagues that are in the best position to capitalize it right away are the NBA and the NHL. And they both know this is not the time for small-minded thinking. This is the time for going big, trying something different, trying something interesting, and capturing the audience. For example, you know, the NHL, they've got a new TV contract they've got to do in a year. So you know Bettman, who's done a very good job negotiating the TV deals in the past, is going to come out, and he's going to want to do something to make sure that they can still get that. Now, it's funny. I was talking about, somebody called me yesterday, and they said, you know, you keep talking about this 24-team thing with all, so you can get Chicago, so you can get Chicago and Montreal in it. Well, he said to me, what are two markets that really love hockey? And he said, Buffalo and Detroit. So if your whole point is to get your big markets in listening, wouldn't you want those two teams as part of it too? And, you know, I can't argue with that. I don't know that that feeling is going to end up carrying the day, but I thought it was interesting that somebody called me and said that. Maybe what you do is you go to a March Madness-style tournament where everybody's invited. I don't know. But I do think, Andrew, everything is on the table.
Hey, you want to ask your son to show some professionalism here?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
No, you know what you're doing?
Elliot, feel free. Like if you it doesn't bother us. I mean, doesn't bother me one bit.
It's all good.
If he wants to chime in, I don't want you to think that it's creating an issue. Riv and I were chatting before the show. I don't know if you heard this too. Marty was on, but it was funny you mentioned. You said we'll all be tired of these retro games or whatever you called it, classic games. When real hockey comes back, did you hear like the Sabres are going to air some classic games on MSG?
I saw them. Yes, I actually saw it yesterday. I saw the, or was it this morning? The tweet they sent out, like, get your snacks ready. I like the way they did that. I thought that was really good. Yeah, I saw that some of the games they're airing, and I know that, for example, up here we've been airing some games. Last night we aired the Ovechkin-Crosby double hat trick game. On Saturday night we're airing a couple more games. And I saw today that we made NHL Live. Our app is now free to everybody. And I saw the NHL announce today that they're going to be putting up classic games online going back to the 50s. So you're right. There's going to be no shortage of stuff to be watching.
What? Give me one game that pops in your mind that you would want to see.
You know what? I'll tell you. I was asked to do this for our podcast, and I did. And you know, one of the games, it's not the purest hockey game, but it's, I'll never forget. I was, I think, 14 years old on the Good Friday Massacre, and that was Quebec-Montreal, the two big brawls, and they forgot to tell who was ejected, so they all came out for the start of the third, and they fought again. I don't know why. I know that makes me a bad human that I pick a game with all that fighting, but I will never forget the Good Friday Massacre as long as I live.
That's a nice poll, Elliot. I thought you'd be going something like Sittler's 10-pointer.
No, I mean, I'll probably, I got enough time, I'll probably watch that too. But, I mean, I love the 87 Canada Cup games too. I just love them. That's the best hockey I've ever seen. I could watch those all day,
Have you seen the Fad Five, the Russian Five documentary that's
been
out there?
It's excellent. It's excellent.
I had a theory with Ribs today. I said, you know what? I said I never had a negative thought toward Russians, but I know that the negative attitude was there, and I guess I've inserted it in some occasions, but like they made that video seem like you didn't need one or two on your team. You needed like five or six. That's what I was saying to Riv. I'm like, teams now, go get like five or six Russians.
Well, I think the thing is now that, you know, you have to remember, I think you guys are probably too soon to play, but I remember in the late 80s when they first started, you know, breaking the plane, and I think Sergei Priyakin was the first one to play. I remember seeing interviews with guys who were saying, I don't want these guys over here because they're going to take away our jobs. And it was such a different time. That's why, like, you know, so many people, they talk about 72 and they want to watch the 72 games. This generation, they're never going to understand how it was back then.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable documentary. Elliot, we're going to let you go, buddy. We're getting some connection issues here. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Max, say goodbye to Buffalo.
Bye, Buffalo.
Yeah. Is he a hockey player? How old is he?
Max is 8. He's a musician. He's not big into sports. He likes music, so he's a drummer.
Yay!
Neil Peart.
I would be very happy if this kid turned into Neil Peart, but I've learned don't tell him to do anything because then he won't want to do it.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
That's good parenting right there.
Let him figure it out. Elliot, take care, man. Enjoy your time with your family under these circumstances.
All right, you too, guys. Take care. Next week, I'll do it lying down in bed too.
Let's do it. I think it's time for Riv to get out of the echoey office. He sounds like he's in the can. All right, Elliot, take care, man.
Take care, guys. See you later.
Seriously, though, there's one hell of an echo going with you.
Got high ceilings, bud.
How high are they? Those look like 20-footers right there.
It's like I'm in a theater right now.
That's like the office of like you'd expect from a senator or a governor. all the wood.
I don't think I've been in this office since September.
No
need to come in here.
Oh man, what are we gonna do with our lives? Are we gonna do this every day? We're like, call. I gotta talk to you every day on the horn.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. Some guy was just telling. If Andrew Peters is doing the 2-hour show from his bed, then the next thing we're gonna see is Rive in the tub.
Why not? It sounds like you're in there anyway. The only thing missing is the splashing water. I'll tell you what. It's true. You got the bathroom echo going in there. Don't be shy to throw some Rive jerseys up on the wall or something.
Nah, that's, you know, listen, man. I mean, that's the tub is where I do my best drinking. can't be doing that at 10 o'clock to 12 in the morning. Yeah,
that explains a lot. You're doing shots of bath water.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, we got another 30 minutes to go here. Can I, when we come back, because we got to go to break, It's weird. I hate to say telephone. Hey, we're on the horn, but I'm gonna take a break. We'll talk in 5 minutes again. But I gotta tell you, there are some things that are driving me nuts right now during the quarantine. Like what's going? Like there. Can we go through some Petey's pet peeves when we come back?
Listen. I don't know if
videos you got. Like, I mean, there's just
you don't like the quarantine videos.
It's like we're forcing things. I have a question.
So what you're telling me is Leon Black, his video that he sent out for everybody to calm yourself down and meditate a little bit. If anybody wants to go, you have to go look up Leon Black. If you're feeling, you know, anxiety or a little stressed out, go listen to Leon. He will put you in a better state. Leon Black.
You're such a different person. All of a sudden, now you're on the curve, eh? Like, 2 weeks ago, you were like, that show is the stupidest show. You're an idiot for watching it. And here you are quoting the greatest character in the history of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love it. It's so amazing how you can just switch in one day. Anyway. I'll tell you some of my pet peeves when we come back, but take us to break. More instigators when we return.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hey, Rip. We got a couple tweets we got to read. This guy writes, would you guys please say something worth a... Can't say that. You're the worst show on WGR 550 right now. Jesus effing. And then he does the last word with the CH there, hashtag Sabres. So got some love from him. And then this guy writes, thank you for keeping us entertained and distracted. So, I mean, I'm kind of torn here on what we're doing. But that other guy can... I don't even know. Beat it.
Well, he can turn the radio off. Turn us down.
Hold on. What are we
doing? Do whatever he wants.
Hey, Riv, did you hear about that game last night? Hey, did you hear about that game? What a game. Let's analyze the game. Did you hear about the game?
Why don't I ever get those hate tweets? Who did he send it to? You?
Yeah. I guess that I think you're on there. Marty's on there. We should just retake tweets one day. And I mean, if you look at this guy, I don't know. I haven't said his name, right? So I don't know. Can I rip him? I want to rip him. Like, I'm in the mood to shred this poor guy. And I think I could do a very good job of it.
Maybe, you know, he's just letting out some anger.
People write stuff, but then then you go and, like, if you look at their media on their thing and you look at them and you're just kind of like, why are you talking? I don't understand. Like, why are you talking? People like that. Anyway, that's a pet peeve. So we started off with a pet peeve. That's not even where I was going with that. But next, what's with all the videos of people out there? Like, why do I need to be told by every celebrity out there to wash my hands and how to wash my hands?
Well, I mean, there are some people that...
to the governor and the president and the CDC and CNN and all the news stations. Why do I have to have these celebrities posting videos of them washing their hands? Like, beat it.
You don't like it?
This is a mockumentary type thing I want to do. Like, I would love to just, but then I wouldn't want anyone to think that I was seriously sending out this video. I think, like, we know how to wash our hands. We've heard from the people that matter. Like, just because you're a celebrity you don't necessarily matter. The people that matter are the ones that are setting the stage for the situation. I'll get my information on how to do things from them. Last I heard, it was happy birthday twice. It wasn't the guy from The Killers singing his song. That's just one example. Want me to keep going?
I don't even know what to say. I'll tell you this. At the beginning of the show, there's so much content on social media right now that, I mean, do you not think it's a good thing? Do you not think that it kind of makes your day go by quicker?
No, because I'm different, I guess, in that capacity. I scroll right through it. And look at what I do for a living. I don't know. It drives me absolutely up a wall. I mean, when you look at so did you see all these videos in our rundown chat today?
Yes.
Of all the things that I guess I just don't understand, like, the Leon Black thing you mentioned, amazing. But there are some of these things, like,
you're a huge Curb Your Enthusiasm guy. Leon Black, who people that don't know who he is one of the star characters in Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he is really, really entertaining. He sent out an amazing, amazing video yesterday. I laughed my head off throughout the entire thing.
Oh, my God.
Then you've got the shooter McGavin sends out a tweet yesterday with, you remember Will Ferrell in Eastbound and Down?
Yep. It was Ashley Schaefer BMW. Woo!
Schaefer BMW. Well, I mean, Ashley again.
Schaefer BMW. That was Will Ferrell's character.
It's 4 minutes of you peeing your pants listening to this skit, which is, I just think it kind of makes the day go by.
Is that when he was talking about his plums?
Plums. The juicy plums are going to roll down my face. The juices. Anyway.
Hey, have you seen all these idiot spring breakers?
Oh, man. I mean.
Brady Sluder, you're a winner, buddy. It looks like he already got knocked out by somebody. He has, like, this big welt on his cheek. It looks like he got sucker punched already or passed out on his face.
Yeah, you know what? What's concerning about this is I showed my two older kids.
And said,
and I'm just like, please do not, please don't mimic these people. I mean, you can't be as dumb as these people. Like, this, it's incredible.
Whoever did this did a great job of finding the stupidest of people to do it. But I mean, I guess only a stupid person would be doing what they're doing. So that's why their answers are just not surprising at all. I mean, anyway, moving on. Do we have to move on from that?
Yeah. If I get corona.
Absolutely painful.
I get corona. At the end of the day, it's not going to stop me from partying. These are the spring breakers down in Miami right now. Alrighty then. But it is what it is, right?
Not really. They're actually, they're hurt. They're not helping the problem at all. I'm looking at all these videos that have, oh my God, how did we not talk about this? Did you hear what Ty Domi said about Scott Stevens?
I did. I was a little surprised with that. You know, if I was Scott Stevens, I wouldn't be very happy with that. Do you not think?
That's all I'm thinking about, because you know what? Scott Stevens is going to hear about this if he hasn't already. Like, I love Ty. I love Ty Domi. I mean, it's not just because we did the Ray Domi thing. It's because, like, at the end of my first year, we played the Leafs at home, and he stopped and talked to me after, and he gave me some very, very good advice. Very good advice. And I didn't even, he was walking by and I said hi, and we had fought that year, and he came over and he pulled me aside and he gave me some excellent advice. And
which was,
doesn't matter, but it always like kind of made me look at him as a guy that was like, wow, you know, we're supposed to fight each other, and I'm probably going to try to fight you next year or next time we play each other, but here you are giving me this masterful advice on how to stay in the league now that you've made it, right? And so I always kind of felt like he was a guy that, I don't know, like it was, I just had so much respect for doing that, because he did not have to do that. And then he did the video with us, and he was so willing to do it, and the brotherhood thing. And I, you know, and I love Ty. I love him. I can't believe he said this. I could never even think about saying something like that. But I guess, I don't know.
My question is, why did he say it? Why did he say it? Why did he have to say that, you know, 10, 15 years later?
Because look at the reaction, and look at who he's talking about. One of the most feared players in the history of the game in Scott Stevens, both hitting, fighting, scoring. Like he did, he's one of the greatest defensemen to ever play, and one of the toughest, nastiest players. That's why I, like in my head, I'm thinking, all right, Ty, like I, you chased him around. I get it. And you were super tough and he didn't want to fight you. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying to rationalize this whole thought. Why would Scott Stevens ever even engage in a fight with Ty Domi for any reason?
That's exactly my point. That's exactly what I thought of. Like, I understand. No, actually, I don't. I don't understand why Ty Domi, after all these years, is saying that, you know, Scott Stevens basically was scared of him and he chased him around. Scott Stevens didn't have to fight you. Scott Stevens had 900 points in the NHL, Ty. He had 196 goals, Ty. Believe me, he would have fought you because he had 27, almost 2,800 penalty minutes himself. He had multiple years of over 200 penalty minutes with many fighting majors. But that's not his job. Scott Stevens' job was not to fight. He was to be one of the most physical, feared defensemen of all time. He shouldn't have to fight Ty Domi.
Scott Stevens had 78 points 1 year. Like, why does he have to fight? Why does he have to fight Ty Domi? I get it. But Scott Stevens had other players on his team that would fight Ty Domi.
No question. Ty Domi's job back in the day, Ty Domi's job back in the day was to fight. He was an enforcer. That's why he came into the league. He didn't come in there because he was skilled. He came in there because he was an enforcer. He was a very tough hockey player. Now, Ty Domi did wonderful, and I mean wonderful things with his career. He came in as a fighter. He came in out. He left the league as a player. That being said, when he was chasing all these, heavyweights around the National Hockey League, Scott Stevens would have fought him Nope, 1,000%. He fought way tougher than Ty Domi. But I'll tell you this, he was also a player. He knew how to play the game. He won Stanley Cups. He
might have fought bigger and stronger, but I don't think because of his size, I don't think there was anyone tougher than Ty Domi. I just don't know why, but I don't think Ty Domi would have necessarily beaten him just for that. I think it keeps him in every fight how tough he really was. I don't think anyone understands like how tough these guys had to be at that size. But I guess the whole thing I was thinking about when I heard that, I tried to rationalize it, and I'm like, okay, so I wasn't as good as Ty Domi. I wasn't as tough as Ty Domi, but I had to fight all the same guys and kind of have the same mindset behind Ty Domi. And if like I asked Char to fight 4 or 5 times in my career. 100% I asked Char to fight. Does that mean I wanted him to fight? No. I was happy he didn't fight. But that doesn't mean he was afraid of me, because Chara would have murdered me. But I was only doing it because my teammates were like, that would be a good trade-off. You got Chara off the ice for 5 minutes. I'm like, hey, thanks. I'll ask him, but I'm not going to ask him with like real will and desire. I'm just going to be like, hey Z, you have any interest in fighting tonight or no? No, I don't have to. We can just kind of, yeah, you want to play? Okay, go ahead and play. I never went after him, like, because I knew.
Yeah.
But he would kill me, but he didn't have to fight me because he had Brian McGrattan. He had Chris Neal. Like, that doesn't make Char afraid of Andrew Peters. I can tell you that much right now. And anyway, that's just kind of my whole rationale behind the whole thing.
But why do you think Ty Domi would have spoken about?
Because he's entertaining as hell. He's entertaining as hell, and look at the traction that story got.
So you're talking about it's just all about entertainment. This has nothing to do with respect. Ty Domi's going to sit there and say that he's the biggest phony that he ever played against. Come on, man. Yeah, that's a joke.
That's the thing.
See,
that's what makes it entertaining too, is it's trash talk. It's like for me, the way I view it is I don't view it as real life, because I think we all know Scott Stevens isn't a phony. I view what Ty Domi is doing more as like WWE, like still keeping the fire burning and the, you know, and so I don't view it as harsh. Like, I just kind of brushed it off. I was like, he's, you know, that's Ty being Ty. I mean, you got to know him. I can't sit here and say I played 10 years with him and I know him really well, but I've sat down with him long enough and talked to him enough times to kind of understand him. So, like,
So you're okay with what he said then?
No, I think I don't.
Because
I,
it's just Ty being Ty.
I think I just don't really care. I think the only thing I really care about is Scott Stevens' reaction to it, not everybody else's. I don't care what anybody says about Ty or what he said. I just would love to know what Scott Stevens' reaction is to it. That's all.
Well, you know what Scott Stevens going to say about this?
I got 3 Stanley Cups. I'm a
Hall of Famer. He's going to say nothing.
Yes, I know.
You don't want to know why? Because he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go out there and say that he's won 3 Stanley Cups. He doesn't have to go out there and tell people how great he was and what he did as a player. He doesn't have to tell people that he won a Conn Smythe or a Norris Trophy. No, he doesn't have to do that. He's one of the greatest defensemen, all-around defensemen, to ever play the game. He's as tough as nails. He's a winner.
I don't even think.
What did Ty Domi win? What did Ty Domi win?
I don't even think you have to say all best all around. He is up there, in my opinion. He's with the Ray Borks. He's with the Brian Leeches. He's with the Lidstroms. He's with the Orrs. He's with all, but just in his own style. Because there isn't, if you told me to pick one defenseman from history to start my career with or team with, I got to tell you, I know everyone's jumping to Bobby Orr, they're jumping to Paul Coffey, and I've said this before, so it's not like this is like new and made up. And Scott Stevens was my coach, assistant coach in Jersey. And I think that was maybe the deciding factor when I saw what a genetic freak he was. But I think anybody would pick Scott Stevens. He's in that conversation.
Absolutely.
He just did it his own way, and he put the fear of God into every player. So he's no phony. Anyway, we got to wrap this conversation up. We'll be back for a quick one after this. More Instigators. Riv, you've been fantastic today, I got to tell you. Throw some blankets on the wall. Shut down the echo. We'll be all set. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, Riv, we got like 1 minute, eh? So, buy, sell, trade, presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway. We'll call over and see if they're open first. And Ty Domi would win in a fight right now against Scott Stevens. Buy, sell, or trade.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say this would be a tough one because I know that Uncle Scotty there keeps in pretty good shape. He's a...
You know what? I'm going to go with Ty Domi only because once a fighter, always a fighter. Ty Domi's 50 years old. I think he still keeps himself in great shape. And as much as I think Scott Stevens is the same, I just think that Ty Domi has that... He's a tough, tough man. I'm going to go with Domi on this. So bye.
Everybody out there, if there's something you want us to talk about tomorrow, because we're going to be on, we're going right through. Hey, Riv, just so you know, we're going right through. I'm going to try to clean up that echo. Tweet us at Craig Reve 52, at the Instigator 76. What's on your mind? We'll talk to you tomorrow. Talk to you later, Riv. Got to go. Yep.
See you later, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.